Chapter 8. The next afternoon we heard there was to be an attack up the river that night, and that we were to take 4 cars there. Nobody knew anything about it, although they all spoke with great positiveness and strategic knowledge. I was riding in the first car, and as we passed the entry to the British hospital, I told the driver to stop. The other cars pulled up. I got out and told the driver to go on, and that if we had not caught up to them at the junction of the road to Cormons, to wait there. I hurried up the driveway, and inside the reception hall, I asked for Miss Barclay. She's on duty. Could I see her for just a moment? They sent an orderly to see, and she came back with him. I stopped to ask if you were better. They told me you were on duty, so I asked to see you. I'm quite well, she said. I think the heat knocked me over yesterday. I have to go. I'll just step out the door a minute.
And you're all right? I asked outside.
Yes, darling. Are you coming tonight?
No, I'm leaving now for a show up above Plava.
A show?
I don't think it's anything.
And you'll be back?
Tomorrow.
She was unclasping something from her neck. She put it in my hand. It's a St. Anthony, she said, and come tomorrow night.
You're not a Catholic, are you?
No, but they say St. Anthony's very useful.
I'll take care of him for you. Goodbye.
No, she said. Not goodbye.
All right.
Be a good boy and be careful. No, you can't kiss me here. You can't.
All right.
I looked back and saw her standing on the steps. She waved and I kissed my hand and held it out. She waved again and then I was out of the driveway and climbing up into the seat of the ambulance and we started. The St. Anthony was in a little white metal capsule. I opened the capsule and spilled him out into my hand.
"St. Anthony?" asked the driver.
"Yes."
"I have one."
His right hand left the wheel and opened a button on his tunic and pulled it out from under his shirt.
"See?"
I put my St. Anthony back in the capsule, spilled the thin gold chain together, and put it all in my breast pocket.
"You don't wear him?"
"No."
"It's better to wear him. That's what it's for."
"All right," I said. I undid the clasp of the gold chain and put it around my neck and clasped it. The saint hung down on the outside of my uniform and I undid the throat of my tunic, unbuttoned the shirt collar, and dropped him in under the shirt. I felt him in his metal box against my chest while we drove. Then I forgot about him. After I was wounded, I never found him. Someone probably got it at one of the dressing stations.